The number of North Carolina counties becoming Second Amendment sanctuaries continues to grow. The first county to pass the resolution sits at the very western end of the state. Let's examine what, if any, impact the resolution has had there. In March of 2019, Cherokee County Commissioners passed a resolution to become a Second Amendment sanctuary.
One of the first counties east of the Mississippi in the eastern United States.
That's C.B. McKinnon. He's vice chair of the county commissioners. When Blue Ridge Public Radio spoke with McKinnon, he just returned from the Virginia Second Amendment rally on Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Those folks are law-abiding patriots of the United States. They came to peacefully protest an injustice that they see.
He says the county's Second Amendment resolution was largely symbolic, but its teeth are the promise that no county funds will ever be used against Second Amendment rights. Commissioner Gary Westmoreland is the other vice chair of the commission. He didn't vote for the bill, but now he wishes he had.
Not that I was against the resolution. It didn't say an American citizen of proper standing.
He agrees the bill is symbolic and explains people are worried their guns will be taken. This is a form of oppression, says Westmoreland. One of the most infamous moments in Cherokee County history is the arrest of Eric Rudolph and Murphy in 2003. The Atlanta Olympic Park bomber led the FBI on a manhunt through the Nantahala National Forest before he was caught. Rudolph wasn't from here, and he didn't use guns, explains Westmoreland.
That's not a subject here anymore. It hasn't been since I moved back 5 years ago. It never comes up.
Rick Ramsey is the mayor of Murphy. Ramsey describes himself as a boy born and raised in Murphy who traveled the world for 40 years before he returned and became mayor. Ramsey says he hasn't heard negative or positive comments about the sanctuary resolution. He cautions anyone trying to put Murphy into a box based on any one opinion from county commissioners.
It's a very diverse group, so you can't listen to just one and then kind of cookie cutter us into, well, that's the way they feel. That wouldn't be right.
All three men do agree on this. They haven't seen any impact on the ground in Cherokee County from the resolution. This is Lily Knepp, BPR News.